Channel One Right, and the beginning of the visit was Miss Mary this Friday, the 10th of December, 71. Channel One Right, and beginning of visit with Miss Guthrie this Friday, about noon, the 10th of December, 71. Channel One Right, beginning of Channel One Right, and the beginning of the visit with Miss Mary this Friday, the 10th of December, 71. Channel One Right, beginning of Channel One Right, and the beginning of the visit with Miss Mary this Friday, the 10th of December, 71.
No, I'm scared to death of him. I wouldn't go in the yard for his death.
Can you come out and fix it?
Yes, ma'am.
Isn't that cute?
I think the reason why, if she had a hen,
yeah,
and the hen had little ones,
yeah,
I believe he'd fight you.
Oh. I'm just cutting up some nuts, not very good, for some cookies. Is that what does it?
I knew this room my neighbor used to have some.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, they'd have little ones in there, and they'd take out the rest of the every time he was here. He didn't want us to mess with them little ones.
Well, I've seen this one. When you're teasing, they can help, can't they?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You never did have that?
No, ma'am, I don't want any.
What are they good for?
Eat.
You wouldn't eat them for them.
Well, I have eaten you, but I didn't. It wasn't mine. But they need it real fast.
You know, I never eaten good. How you fix them?
Just like you would a turkey, and you know they tell me that people used to take them. Now, I think that's pure cruel. And the way you fatten them is to nail the feet to a board where they can't walk. That's what I've always said.
What's that?
Good job. You keep them from walking the path. And that's what I wouldn't let you mess about this.
What people would do. Well, this place up here, across from Rob Smith, that fellow's got a whole lot of geese out there in a little pond. They're pretty. That Reddit fellow, let me have. Yeah, it is. But, you know, they look pretty out there on the pond, and walking around.
Mm-hmm.
What did you tell me you were doing?
Oh, I've been cleaning my chair. All day, I worked all day yesterday, Adam. And I got so tired, and I didn't have any tea. And late yesterday evening, I had to run down to the street and get me a little box of tea. And I just been doing first one man and another.
Well, how you clean those chairs? They look clean to me.
Oh, they look so bad, you know, but like, over here, they look bad.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can't tell I've done anything to him, but I didn't do it. I'm going to try to get this thing. Play and play.
Play the leg?
Yes, sir. aluminum plate.
Yeah, that'll keep you busy.
And I need rubber tips to go on them.
Yeah, and I can't get those at this any.
I don't know. I'm going to try to. You know how I done? I got me some tape. And I just kept on running the room of that leg, you know?
Yeah.
And then I like stuck some paper in there. And then I run that tape over. To keep it from cutting the floor until, you know, I'm going to try to get this thing.
Yeah. You got anything about your stove? You can still use it, can't you?
Yes, it is. It's good.
What do you mean,
well, the top of it is good. Well, no, but I can see it on this here. I just seen it with it.
It's new.
No, ma'am, I haven't. It's new. At least I did have. I can hardly get by. I think $4.
And I only see it. How long did that
take? Yes. This afternoon.
I don't need you to spend $4 between now and this afternoon.
Oh, yes, I could just go down to the store another one, and I could get rid of it and get mine.
Usually it just takes too much to get mine. What's that? It's only in bad.
You want me to help you cook this?
Yeah, I got a nice idea. I got a nice idea. I just trying to do things I have, nut cracker. But I don't think it's really good. Well, as well as you can go, both of them took it out. You said it didn't waste it, but I didn't hear that. Well, I did hear about a whole year of you being so much money. Well, I got to you don't have to do this.
Well, I don't mind. Is it no use me sitting up here?
Just do some bad ones on it. And you just have to. If you do them, yeah.
Well,
it's time
to do. Well, they sure are nice.
You mean they're in bad?
And then I
bother you. Make me sound?
Yeah.
Yes, see, and they do the all really, but it's all right.
They got something in it.
Yeah. You
know, yeah, I use some of them, but they're not good.
These are too nice.
And it's
I'm didn't see it. Well, I mean, you know, you know, you
Yeah.
Really didn't need it all afternoon. We got it. We got it. And I picked just a little bit. And a little bit of iced potato. Well, that's what he said. He said, this is what you need. Let's see. Don't you need a little bit? Of that? You need to keep dry like soup on him.
How's
going
to be
there? I don't know. I just know he said. I can eat it. A little bit. You know, so it's too good for getting it up next time.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they used to. You know, 6 weeks and 5 weeks and And you use nuts and raisins and cherries and dates. And it is really delicious. And you wrap it up in tin foil, put it in your refrigerator, and every once in a while we'll put a little bit of orange juice on the top of it. And it is really nice.
Oh.
Well, I can taste it right now.
It is sure. It's delicious.
What did we see about that cow? Well, I never heard of one like that. With a cake, with an orange cake mix.
I got that several years ago out of a magazine. Orange fruit cake. Yeah, it's really good. I want you to have a piece of it. Try it. And it's easy to fix.
Gosh, yes, if that's, you know. But Did you ever make one that you didn't have to cook?
Yes, ma'am, but...
They're not too good, are they?
It's been... I'd rather have one that's cooked.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've cooked a nice, fixed a nice box fruitcake.
Yeah.
I have a recipe for one. Did you know what? When was you at my house last?
Thanksgiving? Then we came over with Leonard. With his camera.
Well, last Sunday, I told Marvin, I said, let's take our bull to the denim place. We worked all day building fence, repairing fence.
Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday. And see if we can get him to go over there and stay, get used to it, because we need another bull. And we got the fence fixed and went to the house and was fooling around with a bull. And I seen a car parked down there in front of the Jackson place, but I didn't pay no attention to it because I thought maybe it was Hunter's.
Yeah.
We went and carried our bull down there, and the car was still there. And Zane Hogan's come up there, and he told me, he said, what you reckon? I said, I don't know.
Zane Hogan?
That owns that there place, you know, next to us.
Oh.
With a little old log house.
The Jackson place?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
He said there was a woman in there and was tossing the bales of hay out. And there was a man carrying it. Her husband was carrying it to the fence. Dumping it over the fence, loading it up. And she said, he asked him, he said, what do y'all mean? He said, well, we just thought it was some old throwaway place.
Why, Miss Mary?
And he says, you know somebody's been hauling my hay out of there.
Just in daylight.
It's Sunday, yes, ma'am.
Why? Never heard of anything like that. And she was just pitching it out the window.
Yeah, just pitching it out. No, out at the door.
Out the door.
And he was scaring it and throwing it over the fence. Now, what you reckon they're going to do to mine if they find it over there at the dinner place?
Well, that's right. Well, can they get in, though? Don't you have your gate locked?
Well, Miss Miles, anybody could break the law.
If they want to steal.
Sure.
That's no problem.
That's just like locking your house. If a thief comes along and he wants to get in, he'll break in.
And you saw the car.
I seen the car. It was a white truck. It was Hawthorne people, he said. And, he made him pay for it. The woman wrote a check. He says, I know it ain't no good. He said, I would have had the law out there, but they had a little old young'un with them, and I figured it wouldn't have nowhere to stay. And the names were Patricia. It was Patricia Amos or Patricia Ames or something like that.
He found out who it was.
Oh, yeah.
What folks will do. Now you know they knew better than that.
Sure they knew better than that. But people don't care.
I never heard anything like what Miss Mary just told me. I want you to tell Guy. I don't believe he'd believe it. Right next door to you. Oh, right.
Somebody having a party?
Last Sunday evening, Marvin and, well, last Sunday, we worked all day on the fence, repairing the fence, and I told him, I said, let's go to the house when we got through, and I said, let's get our bull and bring him over here, and put him over here with these cows, and we'll come over here every night and feed him, try to get him used to the place, get him steady. So we went on back to the house, and we was messing around, trying to get the bull, you know, in the pen, and get him loaded up. I seen a car. I didn't pay any attention to it because you could see cars parked anywhere. Parked down there in front of the Jackson place. We went on, carried our bull over there, and Polly and Joe was there. Zane Hogan's come up and said, what you reckon? I said, I don't know. He said, when I got down there, he said, there's a white truck parked down there in front of the house, and said there was a woman in the house, and said she was throwing the hay out, and the man was carrying it to the fence, throwing it over the fence, loading it up. And said, I asked them what they meant by it, and then they know that was someone on that. Said, no, they thought it was some old throwaway place. Now, don't you know them people didn't think no such a thing? And he said, that ain't the first that's been taken out of there. He said, I've been missing it. He said, that people was from Hawthorne. And he said he would have had the law out there on them, but they had a little old young one with them. And he was afraid that the little young'un wouldn't have nowhere to stay. And he made him pay for it. And I said, Zane, let me see the check if you don't mind it, see what name is on it. And it was Patricia, the woman wrote out the check. It was Patricia Amos or Patricia Ames or something like that.
Hawthorne.
Mm-hmm. She couldn't write very good.
Now, who was it telling you that?
Zane Hogan's.
Oh, he's the one that's got it now.
Down there next to us, you know.
Yeah. Patricia, what did she say?
It was Ames or Amos or something like that. She couldn't write good enough. And Zane says, I tell you, I don't know what their names are. And they told Zane they was from Hawthorne.
That is Amos. J.F. Amos. I don't see any Ames.
Well, it was Ames or Amos or something like that.
Amos.
Well, maybe it was.
J.F. Amos. We call them and ask them if they got plenty of hay.
How dare you?
I don't know Hogan.
You don't?
I haven't run into him. He don't live there.
No.
I mean anywhere around.
He lives in Gainesville. But he is going to build out there. He's already got the loan.
Oh, next to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Down there in the Jackson place.
Mm-hmm. He got the loan last year. He said his wife couldn't make up her mind what she wanted.
Well, now, that'll be nice to have someone.
Oh, they won't be no good to me. They both work. She teaches school. And he's an electrician. Works for the Bell Telephone Company, I believe it is. He's something. Anyway, they won't never be at home only at night.
Hogan. Yeah. Or Dad Byrne.
That's right. So they won't be at home except when Marvin's at home.
You know, it's too bad that Miss Dodd there all the time. It's too bad that she's way off over there. Y'all ought to be closer together. They can't find her. She's way off back in there. Nobody, you'd have to know where that house is to find it.
There's plenty of people who goes in there right by there in front of her house going to the lake fishing, they know.
Along her lane?
They go in down there just before you get to their place, you know, there's a gate down there.
I don't know just where that is, but that's that must be...
That's before you get to the boat nights.
Yes. Well, now, let me tell you. What happens over here, right here next on my line, next to the old Collins place, when these are new people living there
on the Collins place.
Well, they've been there about as long as I've been out here. When they moved out there, they jumped on them on both sides. Fred Wood jumped on them on the boundary over there, and the Richardson brothers got them.
They already cut.
I know, but I throwed a piece of hull in it. Isn't that silly?
Wanted a lane to go through there to go back to that grove, and they had talked to me about it, and I told them they could go on my property there, but I wasn't going to open up in a lane for them. They could put a gate there. They didn't want that. And you know what that does? That's a regular parking area back there.
Mm-hmm.
You can go back there any time of night, during the week, and especially on the weekends.
Why did they want you to give them a lane?
They got one now. It's wide open. And all it does is just make that a public park back there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think there ought to be some regulation about those things. Now, if somebody lived back there, you'd have a lane.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they can get back there, you see, and just step over my fence and just make themselves at home back there in my place. That whole country back there.
Why, sure.
That lane opens it up.
Well, I got some people mad at me today.
Today?
Yes, ma'am. That just I just wouldn't let them run over me. The boat nights back Carlton Glisten's in there. They own a piece of land, and Tresha owns a little strip. And between me and Carlton used to be a public road. That was the road from Hawthorne to Micanopy. And Mr. Guthrie told Carlton, he says, I know. He said, Mr. Denon give half of that road. And old Uncle Tom Mason, an old colored man that lived back there, give the other half. Well, Mr. Glisten, he moves in there and he goes in there and he stops it up. And George was going to go to the courthouse and make him open it up so he could get back there to his property. And Mr. Guthrie told him, said, now, George, said, if you're going to do that, don't wait, said, till the 7 years is out. Because if he keeps it closed up 7 years, why, well, he's got it. So, since Mr. Guthrie's been gone, he got Lee Wrights at Micanopy to go in there and cut his timber. And he come to me, and he asked me, could Lee Wright go in there through my property? And I said, George, I said, I've got grass planted in there. He says, I've been out to see the containers. but I couldn't never catch him there. Well, I thought that was too thin. I said, he can go through there till you can go out there and see the container people and get them to give you, no, Carlton Glisson, that's what it was, Carlton Glisson. I said, you go see Carlton and get Carlton to open it up so you can haul your logs out. Well, that was the last of that. And Lee Wright, he went in there and he hauled the old logs and brush tops and tree tops and everything out on my property and sawed up his logs. Well, it was George Baltnight's timber. He was getting paid for it. It weren't me. And he got a regular big road in there. So Sandy Morgan and I couldn't travel it. And I told him, I said, you just are going to have to stop. I said, you can just get out of there. And so I stopped him. Well, last year, they sold him some more timber. He didn't do a thing in the world but go in there and cut my fences and consult me a thing in the world about it. And went in there and was cutting George Baltnight's timber. And we went down there one night, me and Marvin, to see about the fence. And three of the darkies was coming out of there. And they was about five posts down on the ground, and they just went and got in the car and left it, the fence all down on the ground. And I helped the flashlight, and me and Marvin put up the fence. And the next morning I got on the telephone and I called the head manager out there, and I told him something had to be done about it. I said, you all ain't got a bit of consideration for us, but I said, if my money ain't ready when pastor rent comes due, what would you do to me? I got on to him good and proper. And I got on the telephone and I called Lee Wright. And I told him that I want him to go in there on my property and get off every piece of wood that he had left on my property of George Baltnight's, because he done me like he did. Well, the Baltnights is mad at me. They won't even speak to me. But you know one thing, you know you can't just sit down and let people run over you.
They just cut your fence, your cows could go in and out.
Why, sure. And leave it down, and they, you want these in there?
Yeah.
They ain't got a cow in the world. They're too sorry to even have one. Ain't never done nothing all their life, but make moonshine and catfish.
Are they pretty good at moonshine?
Well, they used to be. Now they don't do it now. But they used to.
Yeah. They knew how.
Yeah, sure. I'm gonna show you right now where they had one on the old Emily place.
That's all with me.
They didn't sell it.
Didn't sell what?
They just made it for somebody else.
They did sell it too.
Well, now that's where you get picked up.
Mm-hmm.
If you can make it and let somebody else handle it for you.
George Baltnight used to haul it. You know Frank Hines?
Yeah. Who is Frank Hines?
You know Frank Hines that used to bring the mail down here at Evanston.
Oh, that one, yeah. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, they did it for him.
I don't know whether they did it for him or not, but he used to do it.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I don't know him. I just, he lives back there. I don't know where he lives now.
Micanopy, over on the other side of Micanopy.
back of that gas station there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've had some time in times past. Now, the law is too much for them now.
Anybody can't do nothing like that now.
They can get in these little old airplanes and just sail around and look right down at you, you know. They can tell every time you put in a fence post.
You have them over at your house, those airplanes?
Yes, ma'am.
Checking on you.
Yeah, they may look like they're sailing over, but some of them just looking to see what you're doing.
That's right. See if you've made any improvement on your place so they can tax you.
Yes.
You better not redo the outside of your house.
I don't think I will. I won't never be able.
Don't do the outside, just do the inside. They can't see that from the airplane. I'll tell you, if you don't stand up for yourself, they'll go right over your fences. I know that. I've seen enough to know that. Gosh, yeah. And you don't have to get it. Now, who was it doing it? Richie?
About not. Lee Wright.
Lee Wright. He handles the timber.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it don't have to be Lee Wright. It can be it can be your rich neighbors too. They do the same thing.
Turn the light off, guy.
They don't care nothing about you. How much trouble they cause you?
No. No, sir.
You going to bake Christmas cookies?
Yeah, I just cut these up so I can have them. They had to be gone through, and all, you see, all this stuff gotten out of them. Because I knew if I kept them any longer, they'd ruin. Now, this is a big help, Miss Mary. Goodness. I thought about that. Is Daisy working this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
She works on Friday morning.
You know, that's just too bad that she can't get her marriage certificate.
I thought that anybody who lived with a person for 7 years, regardless, was, you know.
No, you have to show that marriage certificate.
Well, they didn't issue any marriage certificates in those days. Or at least a recording or something. Isn't that something? I know something can be done. I just know it can.
Well, she just show art to get Ben's Social Security.
Well, she sure ought to.
And I told her last time I talked to her, I said, if you can't do nothing else, go talk to a lawyer. Get somebody that knows how to do that and go about it.
But I got more bills than you have.
Well, I don't know anything, only I owe for some feed.
You keep paid up that good?
She pays. You don't let it run, do you?
No, sir.
That's what hurts when you let it run and you keep getting it.
I bought $152 worth of ground corn to feed my yearlings.
Yeah.
I get them up, you know, when hunting season comes and carry them to the house so I'll know where they're at.
Yeah.
And you're feeding your yearlings out?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I didn't want to sell them this year.
Oh. I bet you haven't got any as scrawny as these things are out here. These other old weanlings, mine.
Oh, I bet you yours is twice better than mine.
Why, they're bony and the belly sticks out?
Mine is, too. I seen one come up there yesterday, and I told Martin last night, I said, I do believe his belly's going to bust.
Yeah.
He was so big.
They just, it looks like the emptier they get, the more the belly sticks out.
Well, Marvin said he just stood up there and eat corn until he liked to bust it.
Oh, really? Mine don't have been doing that.
Guy's been feeding them. I had in the morning and putting some protein in. And I thought they'd pick up, but now they got pretty good pasture.
I thought they'd pick up, too.
Yeah.
I got to go in back and pasture just I haven't looked at cows for there, too.
You and Miss Mary take a trip to back pasture and...
Well, she
and
don't want to go in that old back pasture.
Sure she does in the car. See those
cats? How come you don't go?
Oh, I'm going to put these things up and I'm going to get us a little bite to eat.
Oh, no.
I've got that salad. I want to go down by Miss Mary Wood's stove.
She knows where one is, but she won't get it. Where is that wood stove?
It's Beasley and Williams. I don't know whether it's there now or not. But, you know, I think I'll make out with the one that I got this winter.
No, I'm not talking about the store. I'm talking about over there in that old house.
Oh, it's way over there in the woods.
Just rusting out.
Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't bother it.
Well, I don't see why you couldn't find out who it belongs to and get in touch with her.
There's no telling where she's at.
I don't know them woods over there. Over there?
It's way over there between us and Rochelle, way back there in the woods.
Yeah. What place is it?
Well, it used to be the old Bradley place.
Bradley?
Mm-hmm.
All that country is open up there, and it's...
Some colored people live back there. She was a nice woman.
How far is it from Coleman? Not close to Coleman, is it?
Oh, no. Have you seen or heard tell of him lately?
He's over here.
He was?
Brought those sweet potatoes.
How's he doing?
He looked fine. I was laid out in there and I didn't see him saying them. He visited was saying them.
He was worried about his eyes. He had to go take his test next month. And
for driving license? Oh, I'm afraid he won't never do that.
He said he might just have to be driving Emma.
Did he make lots of sweet potatoes?
They're pretty nice.
They look all right.
They're not sweet.
I tried my best to get him to get out of that place back there.
To get out of it?
Mm-hmm. Him and Annie ain't got no business living way back there by themselves. As old as they are, they ought to go to Hawthorne, close to her people.
Yeah. But they won't leave that place.
Now, if something was to happen to her at night, he'd have to get out and, supposing he don't get his driving license, and I don't have an idea he will, or supposing that something happened to him and Annie.
Yeah, she can't drive.
No, she can't drive. She'd have to get out and walk. She's got people at Hawthorne, and I know it's hard to do. I ought to leave from where I'm at.
And go to Hawthorne?
No, no. Just go somewhere.
I don't know why you wouldn't put up with the places after living over there for all that time.
I can't imagine you any other place, Miss Mary.
I can't imagine myself. But you know, ever since that killing at Melrose, I've been scared.
You got scared long before that.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's not any juice.
They're running out. He needs to get him some new vines.
Yeah.
Oh, would that make a difference?
Mm-hmm. They'll run out just like everything else.
There'd be a big potato, but not anything to it.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of that.
Yeah.
And you see, it hadn't got any teeth.
They run out just the same as anything else does. Just like a pumpkin. You can keep on planting watermelons in the same place and keep on planting watermelons, and after a while you won't have nothing but a field full of citrons.
They go down that far, down that much.
You have a piece of sweet potato?
You eat it, Miss Mary.
Music roots.
Music roots.
Musical roots.
Well, now, those sweet potatoes you had Thanksgiving were good.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
where'd you get them?
My brother gave them to me, and he bought them at Blandford.
And they come from Georgia?
No, they come from Blandford. The people had 6 acres.
Oh.
And I was over there. That was Friday after Thanksgiving. And he gave me some more. He said, "You want me to get you a bushel?" I said, "I sure do." They're $3.50 a bushel.
Now they're juicy.
They are really nice potatoes.
The mistake you made was not getting stocking up.
Well, Marvin, he won't eat a one.
What's the matter with that boy?
He just don't like sweet potatoes. And he don't like syrup. My people, my cousin had just got through grinding Canyon. You want to know that I want some syrup? I don't know, I want a syrup. Not unless I can get a barrel full.
A barrel full?
Mm-hmm. Give it to my cows. You may not eat that sweet potato now, that belly ache.
Anytime you have a chance to get something like that, Miss May, you go ahead and get it, whether you want it or not.
I didn't. Well, he's going to get me some.
And
you
sell it to your friend.
Hmm. Oh, you mean about the shirt?
Yeah.
We just love it.
I don't.
Well, I got a jar, I'll give you.
I haven't got anywhere to get that stuff. And when I get desperate, I go down and get some of this Dixie, sir.
Well, you know, there's not but one kind of shirt that I like, and it's that maple. A waffle shirt.
I never saw anyone so peculiar as you are.
I don't like sock syrup.
You made too much of it?
I reckon so.
Why did you quit making syrup, Miss Mary?
Miss Miles, we ain't never had a cane grinding in our life that hit one a ringing and a freezing.
Oh.
And we didn't have no cane mill. We had to haul it away from home. And I just quit with it. There ain't but one way that I'd ever fool up with any cane, and that is to plant it for the cows to eat.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't worth it.
Oh, I didn't realize you had to haul it off and make it.
Yeah, we never did have no cane mill.
I thought you did.
We used to make ours over at Woodard's.
Yeah, he was the center over there. Everybody went over there.
That's right. But you have to haul your wood, and then you have to strip your cane and top it and cut it down and haul that. And you're way in the night, getting off of cooking, and it's just a mess. I wouldn't fool with it.
Well, I guess I thought that was sort of fun.
Oh, no, I ain't never had no fun out of it. And it takes everybody in the county. Somebody's got to feed the mill. Somebody's got to keep the wood going. And somebody's got to strain up the syrup and bottle it up and chuck.
And somebody's got to keep the mule going.
Well, that's right. I wouldn't no more mess up with that than I even think about flying an airplane.
Well, when do they have the parties at the cane making thing?
Well, that was
before my time.
That was afterwards.
Oh, afterwards.
What'd they do, just save a little juice?
No, they'd make have a candy pudding. Boil a syrup and make homemade candy and pull candy. And
well, weren't there some skimmings?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
But the candy pudding, that wasn't a part of the syrup making.
The what? Oh, no, that was after.
That's any time you wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I made a mini of what as big as my arm.
A candy?
Mm-hmm.
I have two.
It's really good. It's better than any you can buy.
Way yonder better.
It is. It's really good.
You have to do a lot of pulling.
Mm-hmm.
Very much.
And twist it up, you know. And butter you up plate. Or dish and lay it out on there, and it's real hard, but it hits good. You can't buy none as good tasting as that.
I should have walked out there, Faye, and
okay.
Nobody's hungry. We can eat right there.
Nope, we do. We'll eat another raw potato.
End of Channel 1 Right. We're going out to the back pasture for a break. We've been talking an hour. The end of Channel 1 Right this Friday, the 10th of December, 71. And a continuation of a visit with Ms. Mary this Friday, the 10th of December, 71. The end of Channel 1 Right. And we're going out for a break after talking an hour this Friday, the 10th of December, 71.